Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin Underwear. What you put in your pants can make or break your day. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. When you wear Tommy John, you're much more comfortable, so you can do everything better. Tommy John's silky Second Skin Underwear has dozens of comfort innovations, like a supportive contour pouch and breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric with four times the stretch of competing brands. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. That's why Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/victory. Save 20% on second skin at TommyJohn.com/victory. TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Let me tell you something. I am thrilled to be here with you right now. Hickey, stop the music. We almost had a catastrophe in the studio. Hickey, do you know I almost dislocated my kneecap here in the studio?
Just right now?
5 seconds ago before we went to break, yeah.
What are you doing?
Could have been curtains. I was trying to talk to you. I'm not blaming you. We went to commercial break, right? And then I said, well, hold on. Let me get this stuff out the way. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I did not dislocate my kneecap. There we go. You can listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, Sirius XM 158, smart speakers. Let's get started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And hit rewind if you missed the show. And now we can stop the music again. I'm happy to be here. We went to commercial break. And I said, because if you've been living underneath a rock, my voice is crap. Been drinking tea and keeping my voice, trying to warm it up in between breaks and stuff. And even right now, it's kind of strained, but I'm here, okay? Hopefully not doing long-term damage. I'll be okay. Anyway, we went to break, and I went to go get tea. And then Hickey, we went to talk real quick. And I went back to respond to Hickey, and I rushed back to the board to talk to Hickey. And in the process, I feel like, Hickey, pick a, here we go. I felt like Joel Embiid, okay?
Oh, no.
I took one lunge forward and planted my right leg, and my kneecap slid the wrong way. And I took my pressure off my leg to ensure that that did not take place. If I firmly planted my right leg and put too much pressure on it, my kneecap would have gone the wrong direction, and God knows what else in there would have been, I don't know, just ripped to shreds, okay? I would have been on this floor, in this studio, yelling for Siri to call you and let you know that I am on the floor and that I cannot get up. And that you got to do something. Just finish the show and then I'll work out EMS from something in here. But I'm here, so it doesn't matter now. It's good.
You wouldn't do the final hour of the show, huh?
I'd be screaming from the floor into the microphone.
I think the people would want a live JR Sport Brief show from the ambulance to the hospital. Maybe get the doctor on too as like a guest spot. Talk about what happened.
Well, listen, you know I got equipment on my phone to do that easy. We could have a high-quality broadcast from my cellular device. We could.
JR on the move. There we go.
I almost did a Joel Embiid here. Almost.
Scary.
It is.
Wow.
What I'm going to do when I leave here, as much as I want to eat, and I am going to eat, man, I'm going to go to the gym and do some stabilization exercises because I can't be out here with my kneecap went right, my leg went left, and I'm like, oh, no, we're not doing this stuff. I don't got time for this. It's like my voice is gone, and now y'all want to put me in a wheelchair? I don't need that stuff. It's just, you ever ripped or torn or broken anything, Hickey?
I've broken fingers, dislocated. Actually, everything that's been seriously hurt has been the digits. Thankfully, no torn ACLs, broken legs, broken arms, nothing of that nature.
Okay. All right. Good, man. Yeah, I've never been cut open, ripped open, never. I'm trying to keep it that way. Listen, doctors told me a long time. He's like, man, we need to go in there and clean out your knees. I'm like, nah, you don't clean nothing out, man. I'll be okay. And so far, I've been okay until about 5 minutes ago. And so, yeah, I'm good now. Very good. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. Hopefully, I can avoid a catastrophe here in the studio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. You just heard him, super producer and host Ryan Hickey's holding it down in New York City, where he would not be able to see me lying on the ground in pain if I did blow out my knee. And so we got a lot to do. We talked about Russell Wilson meeting with the Giants earlier today and then going to meet with Pittsburgh. We had a conversation last hour with James Williams, who covers UCLA football for the Orange County Register. We talked about the amazing Anthony Edwards holding it down while Carl Anthony Towns has gone down to, a torn meniscus. Pretty sad, something that I could have had. We talked about Mike Evans. Mike Evans said Baker Mayfield is elite. It's not true. He's just being nice. There's nothing wrong with that. We talked about the Denver Nuggets whooping ass. We talked about Saquon Barkley and the Eagles potentially getting together. And I feel like it feels like a bad movie plot. It's like Saquon Barkley gets together with the Eagles to screw the Giants, except for the Giants don't want Saquon Barkley, at least not for the price that has been bandied about. And so as we continue on with the show, we had a caller from San Diego. Thank you, Clayton, for all of the support. And Clayton basically asked about LeBron James. And so I want to quickly talk to you about LeBron, who's injured or out with a sprained ankle. I don't want to say injured. And then I want to talk to you more about some of the changes in college football. And then I will let you know at the end of the show about something that occurred this day in sports history. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's get this the hell out the way. Clayton, you asked about LeBron. You said that the Lakers should have traded him, that there is no way in hell that they need to bring him back and pay him $51 million next year. And you know what? You're right. LeBron James does have a player option. And if LeBron James wants to be in L.A. and he wants to be a team player and he wants to win, then why the hell is he not just going to take the minimum? I get it. It's LeBron James. Is he going to now step into a place where he's taking minimum contracts? He is the only active player in the NBA worth $1 billion. He is the only active athlete, as far as I know, on planet Earth who has $1 billion net worth while he is playing. That includes the Messis of the world and the Ronaldos. LeBron James is just caking it out here. Does he need another $51 million? No. I think LeBron James, let's see him opt out. Let's see him come back on a minimum. And let's see what the Lakers can do in addition. So I agree with you, but I see no circumstance where the Los Angeles Lakers should have just moved on from LeBron James and just sent him to San Francisco for what? An exchange. And what exactly was that going to do for the Los Angeles Lakers? I get it, Clayton. If you want a full reset of the Lakers and you do that, but the idea of trading LeBron is just, that would be bad. I don't want to say it's bad karma. I don't want to say it's bad juju. That would just be bad. I don't think that's the Lakers' way. The Lakers bring in stars. The Lakers bring in talent. They don't just jettison them, you know, to Timbuktu. It doesn't work that way. And, yeah, I know they did that with Shaq, but, hey, it was time to rip that up. You're going to keep young Kobe or you going to keep fat Shaq? I think even Shaq knew the answer to that one. I think he still knows the answer to that one. 855-212-4CBS. And speaking of answers, we discussed this in the last break. There's so much going on with the SEC and the Big Ten and and changes and conferences. And thank you to James Williams for coming through and joining us. The reality is Fox, yes, Fox 5, Fox, wherever the hell you live, Fox Broadcast Television, Fox. Fox is looking to put more college football on television. If you're not well aware, like Friday nights on Fox, SmackDown, like The Rock laying the SmackDown on people. Who else lays a SmackDown? I don't know. Who's Roman Reigns is beating people up. Acknowledge him. Hickey, help me out here. Who else is Randy Orton is SmackDown, right?
Cody Rhodes, right? Is he in the?
He's on Raw.
Oh.
But he's on every place. Well, anyway, Cody Rhodes is there. Cody Rhodes, nice guy, by the way. We'll get Cody Rhodes on the show. Very nice guy. Anyway, the WWE is moving SmackDown to USA Network. And they're moving Monday Night Raw to Netflix, the same place that will bring to you Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. And so what does this mean for Friday nights on Fox? It means there's a hole. That means that they need to place something there. And what is Fox going to put there? College football. So basically, your local team, wherever the hell you play, your local high school team, they can basically kick rocks. Fox does not care. And this is not to say that football on Friday nights in college is brand new, but you're about to have a whole hell of a lot more of it. Fox is going to schedule games and show matchups from this new, brand new, expanded Big Ten that includes UCLA, the Big 12, and the Mountain West. Friday games used to have them on a limited basis around Thanksgiving, but that has completely gone out of the window. The Big Ten has started showing some of these Friday night games in 2017. Some of these games were already on Fox Sports 1 and the Big Ten Network, not on broadcast television. The Big 12 has put Friday night games on ESPN. And now all of that has just gone out the window. And Fox is just like, damn it, we want to put a firmer grasp, a deeper stake into the ground when it comes to Friday football. And look, I thought the NFL was greedy, right? Everything is all about sports. All of these networks, they figure to make money by showcasing sports because nobody else gives a damn about anything else live. There isn't anything else live. Everything else is pretty much on demand. I mean, let's think about this. Look how the NFL has encroached upon Saturdays at the end of the seasons. Look how the NFL has encroached upon not just holidays, but made-up holidays, things like Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. The NFL is basically throwing games on almost every day of the week, except for damn Tuesday and Wednesday. A lot of people don't know this. There's actually a law that was enacted in 1961 to keep the NFL away from Fridays and Saturdays. The NFL is prohibited from playing games on Friday and Saturdays due to the Sports Broadcasting Act of 1961. It says the NFL can't broadcast a game within 75 miles of a high school or college football game taking place at the same time. And so, yes, are there loopholes there? Yeah. But that's pretty much why the NFL has kind of been hushed over the past forever when it comes to Saturday action. I mean, we got college football games going on all over the damn country. On Friday, we got high school games going on all over the damn country. And the NFL is pretty much prohibited until the end of the season when college kind of starts to wrap up. But damn it, is there such thing as too much football? Like, can't we let high school operate on Friday? Can't college maintain Saturday? Can't the NFL just keep the Sunday? And the answer is no, because sports is even more valuable right now today than it was in the past. And so looking at a Sports Broadcasting Act of 1961, oh, yeah, that's all good and fine. That doesn't say anything about college. Yeah, the NFL has to mind its damn business and stay away. It doesn't stop the NCAA. It doesn't stop any of the other conferences from encroaching upon some of these schools. And so I got to tell you this. Look, we know traditions and records are made to be broken. When it comes to college sports, traditions are just completely going out of the window. They don't exist. Respect and trying to, you know, let everybody have space, it doesn't matter. Everybody's looking for a money land grab. I mean, there's even these rumors right now. We know we're moving towards a 12-team college football playoff, and there's rumors that it's going to move to 14, and now there are rumors that we are going to move to a college football playoff where the Big Ten and the SEC, which pretty much encompass, what, three-fourths of the entire damn country now, they want to have their own playoff. Or they want to keep the playoff, but they want to renegotiate the terms. They want to have more teams, and they want to take more money. A matter of fact, Trent Dilfer, he was on with Craig McElroy, and they were talking about this, and Dilfer is just like, listen, college football, they're about to just break away and do their own thing, especially these two. Listen.
I think what's coming, I'm pretty confident in this, talking to people far more powerful than me, but these are billionaires in the Bay Area, and there's going to be a break off of about 50 to 60 teams, and they're going to be professional football. And then everybody else is going to be what you're saying is this, call it G5, call it college football, call it whatever you want. We're going to be competing on hopefully a more level playing field. That's coming way faster than anybody can anticipate. And there's people active, there's venture capitalists right now actively looking to buy college franchises. I think it's faster than everybody's saying 2 to 5 years that this thing gets turned upside down. I think it's in the next 18 months that this thing gets completely dumped upside down.
Wow. I mean, to a certain degree, like we've heard about this. Certain schools, top conferences, we've heard Charlie Baker with the NCAA talk about, hey, we need to establish a different conference with the best of the best and the schools that have the most money. Like that wouldn't shock me. Faster, sooner than a couple of years? I don't know about that. I could see people putting up legal roadblocks to stop this. The top of the top and the bottom of the bottom, the Power Five, the Group of Five, college football has been turned upside down. It's all of this could have been prevented, except for the NCAA was just ridiculously greedy. And there ain't no turning back. Hey, Hickey, you think we're going to be there that fast? I don't think so. Nah.
The reason why it makes sense is just because you look at the college football playoff. I mean, right after 2025, so 2 seasons from now, there's no format. And so, in a way, in theory, it's like a blank canvas. So, in terms of, I guess, legality and binding contracts, it would be easy just to form a new league when there's really nothing in place in terms of, you know, playoff-wise. But that would, I mean, I say that, but also at the same time, like you said, it's the NCAA. Everyone moves slow in college athletics. There's, I'm sure, going to be a million lawyers involved, a lot of red tape, and everyone being on the same page, which even right now in trying to just figure out how long or how much bigger the playoffs going to be, we can't even agree on that. So
yeah, it feels impossible to do so. And I hear Trent Dilfer, he's talking about venture capitalists. Why would they put money in to buy people out of their contracts? To now say that, hey, you don't have to worry about that. We'll cover that on the front end, and we'll make it back on the we'll make the money on the back end with a television contract. So it would not shock me. Doesn't shock me that these conversations are being had. But to think that college sports, college football, basketball specifically, that they're going to be moved to being professional franchises. While the things have happened, I mean, that's in essence what things are right now. This is what Nick Saban talked about when he said, hey, it's time to move on. I got players asking me about playing time and money. Like, whoa, it's a mess and a half. College sports as we knew it is done. Enjoy whatever the hell it is. I can't keep up. It's wild. UCLA and the Big Ten. Whoa. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. High school can't even have its own time. College is taking high school shine away. And the NFL is just like, we don't give a damn. We're going to put games in Brazil. We need to increase market share. We're going to make you watch NFL football on Friday and Saturday as well. It's nuts. It's not a coincidence that the NFL is holding this South American game. South America, not America. Last time I checked, hey, I don't see any high school football games in Brazil. I don't see no college football games in Brazil. It's a wild world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Even the young guys, they can't get shine. And speaking of young guys getting shine, we know a couple of weeks ago, Cam Newton got into an altercation. Cam Newton has spoken up about his role in that altercation. He even has some words for the youth. 855-212-4CBS. Phone lines are open. We're going to talk about Cam Newton. I'm going to tell you about something that we have going on wild in the world of sports. We have Jerry Dulac joining us next as well to talk about all this Russell Wilson bouncing all over the world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin Underwear.
Good morning.
What you put in your pants can make or break your day. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. When you wear Tommy John, you're much more comfortable, so you can do everything better. Tommy John's silky Second Skin underwear has dozens of comfort innovations, like a supportive contour pouch and breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric with four times the stretch of competing brands. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. That's why Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/victory. Save 20% on second skin at TommyJohn.com/victory. TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.
On February 22nd, enter the world of Avatar, The Last Airbender. When the Fire Nation wages a violent war against civilization, the world's only hope rests with a young airbender named Aang. Together with his friends, Aang will go on an epic journey to master the four elements, water, earth, fire, and air. In order to gain the powers of the Avatar, Netflix brings the beloved series to life as a live-action spectacle like nothing ever seen before. Avatar, The Last Airbender, now streaming only on Netflix.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. What a busy week. Now we're to the end of the week. We got Russell Wilson sitting with the Giants. We got him flying to Pittsburgh. To get an update on everything going on in the Steel City, it's time to have a conversation with Jerry Dulac, who covers the team for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Also, radio network, KDKA. Hey, Jerry, how you doing, man?
JR, man, I am fine. It's been a busy 24 hours, but all good.
Most certainly. Well, thank you for taking the time to hop on. So, what everybody wants to know, where in the world is Russell Wilson? What's the latest?
Well, I know where he was today. He was in Pittsburgh. Where he is tonight and where he's headed tomorrow, I don't know, but you know, the Steelers were interested in talking to him, and he was interested in talking to the Steelers. They did it today, you know, we'll see what happens. I don't know what his tour entails. I don't know who else he is going to visit. I knew yesterday that he was visiting with one other team. I assume at the time that would have been the Giants. I don't know if he has four teams, three teams, six teams, you know, that he's going to meet with. But I know that the Steelers were one of them, and I know he shares an interest in coming here as well. Now, we'll see what happens. Not going to tell you it's going to happen because I don't know. I think there's a good, you know, there is a good sense that it could happen, you know, but hey, until it does, I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's a done deal because it's not.
Most certainly, Jerry. It's certainly understandable. With mutual interest, wouldn't you say, though, that, yeah, it's likely to happen? And even with that case, what would happen with Kenny Pickett if Russell Wilson is added to the team?
JR, if I had to put odds on it or give you a percentage, I would say it would be 51-49 in that it would get done. I take it a little bit more than 50-50, but I don't want to say a whole lot more than that because I couldn't say that in all honesty. But I don't think it does to Kenny. It does a couple things to Kenny Pickett, but I think what's at play here is that the Steelers, Art Rooney II, the team president, came out after the season and effectively said his patience is running thin, and he said, quote, it's time, excuse me, to win some playoff games. They've gone 7 years without a playoff victory. That's the longest drought since they first made the playoffs in 1972. And so, excuse me, I think they feel a quarterback such as Russell Wilson, because of that sense of urgency, because of the immediacy, a quarterback, they want to make sure they have a quarterback who they think maybe can do that. Is it a slight at Kenny Pickett? Is it a lack of faith in Kenny Pickett? Well, maybe to a degree, because they really don't know as they enter year three with him what they have with Kenny Pickett. They know they have a 14-10 quarterback, a guy who's very conservative, who doesn't throw picks, but also doesn't throw touchdown passes, a guy who doesn't produce a lot of points, but he doesn't turn the ball over. They need more than that. And does Russell Wilson still have enough left in the tank? He threw 26 touchdown passes last year. That's double what Kenny Pickett has thrown in two seasons. And so I think it would be a good move for the Steelers. Would they bring him in and say, okay, you're the starter? No. But I don't think there's any question for him to come here. He would have to have some guarantee that, that at the very least, look, we're going to let you compete for this job. And if you're the best man, you will be the guy. So, we'll see how it plays out. But, as far as Kenny Pickett, he's a professional. This is the NFL. And one of two things going to happen. He's either going to be a flower and wilt, or he's going to stand up and fight for his job. And what I know of Kenny Pickett, I certainly don't expect him to wilt, but I think it's all part of the process of finding out what they have in Kenny Pickett, what kind of guy he is, what kind of character does he have. He didn't handle the whole Mason Rudolph thing at the end of last year very well, so I'm going to guess he's probably not going to react very well if Russell Wilson comes in, but that's all part of what they're going to find out with Kenny Pickett.
Jerry Dulac is here with us. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. What is the overall vibe of the city when it comes to Russell Wilson? Is there an acceptance of, hey, we need to bring him in, or is it resistance? We know Kenny Pickett, more of a hometown guy. What is the city's vibe?
Well, JR, I think the honeymoon with Kenny Pickett has worn off. All the people who were hyping him and over-evaluating his talent when they drafted him are now going the other way and calling him a draft bust. And he is neither. He was neither a franchise quarterback nor a draft bust. He's a 14-10 quarterback, who has won some games for him. But he's not doing it on his own. And so that honeymoon with him is over. They saw what happened with the offense when Mason Rudolph played. I mean, it was the difference in the offense was dramatic. The common complaint was that, well, Kenny Pickett is operating in Matt Canada's offense, and Matt Canada is hamstringing him, and he's hurting him. And when Matt Canada leaves, it'll be a whole different, it's unfair to Kenny. And when he gets a new coordinator, we'll find out what he's like. Well, you know what? Mason Rudolph came in, and it was Matt Canada's offense. And all of a sudden, as I said earlier, it looked like an NFL offense. So what was the problem? Was it Kenny Pickett or was it the offense? And was it Matt Canada? Because that wasn't the case when Mason Rudolph got in there. So to answer your question, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Russell Wilson is a savior, but for 1 year, he probably gives them a better option to, you know, get into the postseason and finally win a game. So I would think, look, you're talking about a future, more than likely, Hall of Fame quarterback. You're talking about a 9-time Pro Bowl quarterback. You're talking about a Super Bowl winning quarterback. When you can bring that kind of guy in, and we'll find out, does he have a lot left in the tank? I don't know. But when you bring that type of guy in, I don't think there's any question. It certainly will create a great measure of curiosity, but I think it'll generate a lot of excitement, too, about the quarterback position, which, you know, hasn't been apparent since Kenny Pickett's rookie season because there was so much hype surrounding him. But that all eroded last year because what they anticipated, what they expected from him in year two, what they were hoping they would get, they never got.
Yeah, Jerry Dulac is here with us from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Outside of a potential union with Russell Wilson, we know some of the other changes that have taken place. Patrick Peterson just got let go. Arthur Smith now coming in as the offensive coordinator following his tenure as head coach of the Falcons. What are some other potential changes and things of note and need for the Steelers as we go through the offseason?
Well, they've made a number already, you know, releasing Mitch Trubisky, saving $11.5 million in real money over the next 2 years, releasing Mason Cole, you know, releasing Patrick Peterson. They released Allen Robinson, who was due a $10 million salary this year, so they saved that amount of money. And so they made a number of moves to save a lot of money, not just against the cap, but in real dollars. And bringing in Arthur Smith, I think, has a lot of people energized from the standpoint of, look, Matt Canada had no idea what he was doing. He was a guy who had never been a coordinator in the NFL, and it showed. And Mike Tomlin said after the season that what he was looking for was a guy who had had experience in the NFL as a coordinator, and that's Arthur Smith. He checks that box. I like the hire. You know, when he was at Tennessee as the coordinator, I mean, you know, best year Derrick Henry had, best year Ryan Tannehill has ever had. You know, people want to complain about, well, in Atlanta, he didn't get the best out of Desmond Ridder. Well, who's to say that Desmond Ridder is an elite quarterback? Certainly not me. You know, Bijan Robinson didn't develop. But, you know, it's a different animal for Arthur Smith. He's the head coach. He has a lot of other things on his plate aside from calling the offense. Now he goes back to being a coordinator, and that's all he has to worry about. And when he has done that, he has proven to be very, very good. And so I think that's the way they're looking at it.
A final question for you, Jerry. We know about Russell Wilson and Arthur Smith coming in and some of the other action. It was only about a month ago that Mike Tomlin, a little more than that at this point, stood and talked in front of the media about a potential contract extension. What's the latest with Mike Tomlin? And every time I'm in Pittsburgh, fans, every losing streak, they want to give him the boot. What's the latest?
Yeah, the fans have grown a little weary because of the non-playoff wins, despite the fact that he's had those 17 consecutive seasons with a non-losing season. I will point up that 15 of those were because he had a Hall of Fame quarterback named Ben Roethlisberger. He will get an extension. The team president, Art Rooney, has already said that, and that was always the case. And it's going to be up to Mike Tomlin. Really how long he stays unless the bottom falls out of this thing. And let's face it, the bottom has not fallen out of this thing. Have they not had the success that they would like and that this franchise is accustomed to? No, they haven't. But the bottom hasn't fallen out. There's no 5-12 seasons, 6-11, 4-13. There's none of that with the Steelers. A bad season for them was 10-7 and losing in the playoffs. There'd be a lot of teams who would love to do that. I'm not making excuses for them or for him, but I don't think Mike Tomlin is going anywhere unless he decides he's just had enough and it's time for a change of scenery.
Hey, Jerry, thank you so much for the excellent insight. Where can people follow you and all of your work keeping up with the Steelers?
Well, they can follow me on Twitter at Jerry Dulac for sure. And, of course, anytime if they go to post-gazette.com, they could find me there just as easily. But, JR, thanks for the time, man. Always good chatting with you.
No problem. Let's see what happens over the next several weeks, next several months, and you enjoy your weekend, okay, Jerry? Thank you.
Thanks, man.
No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, if you've been looking for Mike Tomlin to get the boot, it ain't going to happen. Jerry is giving the edge, the odds on 51-49, that there is some type of union between the Steelers and Russell Wilson, and we just have to wait and see. I certainly would think, hey, if you go to the dance, you go to the prom, and you guys both like each other, then maybe you're going to walk out together. I would think so. Russell Wilson has options. I think he better lock on to somebody before the start of free agency. I think he might have an agreement before next Wednesday. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. On the other side of the break, yeah, I mentioned Cam Newton. We're going to hear from Cam Newton as to what the hell took place with that fight a couple of weeks ago. And then I'm going to tell you about something that took place this day in sports history. And let's just say it was massive.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, I love it. 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 Ruining relationships. I love it. But there's also the folks who say that, hey, I listen with my son. I listen with my dad. I listen with my grandpa. So I'm actually helping strengthen relationships. I guess in his point or, you know, his relationship, I'm helping him with patience. Yes, patience. I'm helping them with patience. Hey, thank you so much to Jerry Dulac for joining us in the last break from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, talking about all things Russell Wilson and Steelers. And he thinks it'll happen. He says 51-49. Okay. Me? I mean, look, if there's a mutual attraction, just get it over with, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Unfortunately, I'm here towards the end of the show. I'll be back with you next Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you're in New York, well, you don't have to be in New York. But Saturdays, if you had no idea, I broadcast on WFAN in New York City. Tomorrow, I will be on starting at 2 p.m. If you are not in New York City, you can always listen on the free Odyssey app. Just pull up WFAN, or you can follow me at JR Sport Brief. And you'll always know when the hell I am on air. Tomorrow I should have fun in New York talking to all the crazy New York fans. I enjoy it. I love it. Shout out to everybody in New York listening right now this minute. Speaking of New York, it's time to fill you in on something that took place this day in sports history. We have to go back to March 8th in New York City. We're going to go to the year 1971. It was the fight of the century. Joe Frazier, undefeated. Muhammad Ali, undefeated. Muhammad Ali took his first loss. Let's also keep in mind, this man wasn't active for 3 years after he had his boxing license suspended for refusal to enter into the service and participate in the Vietnam War. Now, there was a lot of fighting, verbal jousting prior to the fight, obviously. Muhammad Ali saying, hey, I never lost my titles. They took them from me. And Joe Frazier saying, hey, I'm going to teach this guy a lesson. Let's listen to the great one. I mean, this is Muhammad Ali letting everybody know what he was going to do to Joe Frazier.
I want to make one prediction. I'm not calling around. I predict that when I meet Joe Frazier, this will be like a good amateur fighting a real professional. This will be like a kid out of the Olympics meeting the fastest heavyweight champion that ever lived. This will be no contest. This fight will be much easier. He will be easier to hit. He will not be as much trouble or as awkward as Oscar Bonavina. Joe Frazier. This will go down. I predict that the fans will be angry. They'll be mad at the critics. They'll be mad at the experts for misleading them so much.
Listen, Muhammad Ali only had two fights prior to this one when he was reinstated. And Joe Frazier pretty much said all these 3 years off is going to cost him. Well, Muhammad Ali went the distance with Joe Frazier, but ultimately, Joe Frazier won in 15 rounds via unanimous decision. Take a listen.
Almost ready for the fight of the century. Hundreds of millions are seeing this bout around the world. A packed house at Madison Square Garden. Muhammad Ali in the red trunks. Joe Frazier in the green trunks. They appear very light. Here comes the decision. Johnny Addy.
Referee Arthur McCanty scores it 8-6. One even for Frazier.
One vote for Joe Frazier.
Adi Idala, 9-6 for Frazier.
Frazier is the winner. Frazier is the winner.
Correct. 11 rounds for Frazier. Four Larry. One even. Four.
And the winner.
The winner by unanimous decision.
Joe Frazier.
And still, heavyweight champion of the world, Joe Frazier.
Well, Muhammad Ali did get his get back a couple of years later, winning the next two bouts, including the Thriller in Manila. You talk about that fight of the century taking place at Madison Square Garden. You had folks like Frank Sinatra, Barbara Streisand, Sammy Davis Jr., Diana Ross. They were all there. And then you had some, drug dealers there as well. And go ahead and Google that one. It's just the elite people who had a lot of money were at the fight of the century that took place on this day, March 8th in 1971. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, I've mentioned this, and we may have to get into it a little deeper next week. There was another fight that took place. Unfortunately, it was between Cam Newton and some kids. And I told you that Cam Newton would ultimately give you his take on his own podcast, and that he did. Cam Newton apologized for his role in that fight on his 4th and 1 podcast. Listen to this.
It's all in the nature of sports. It starts with words, and it should have ended with words. I'm disappointed in myself by letting it escalate to what it did. Me being in my position, I should have never put myself in that position. Mm-hmm. That's just the truth. I apologize to anybody affected. That's Steph, that's TJ, that's their organization, that's C1N, my organization, that's my players, my parents, my staff members.
Yeah, he apologized. No shock there. But there comes a point in time where, okay, when do you stop making the mistakes? All right, is this finally going to be like the wake-up moment for Cam Newton? He admitted that he kind of went too far and going back and forth. And, yeah, you're supposed to be the bigger guy. You are the celebrity. You're the dude who helped put this together. You're the one with the most to lose. People know you, Cam Newton. I hope that this is a wake-up call for him and everything that he's involved with. And so it's kind of wild to think about the fight of the century taking place in 1971 between Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali. And then to hear about Cam Newton getting into verbal fights that turn into physical altercations at kids' camps. Yeah, two different fights. The latter doesn't need to happen at all. Hey, Hickey, I made it through the week, man, right?
The voice sounds very good, and you are not kidding. It sounds stronger by the day.
Yeah, and so I'll be back on the air tomorrow in New York City, WFAN. I'm going to take in a lot of tea and lemon and agave and I don't know. Maybe I'll put some other stuff in the tea, and I'll be back with you on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to our guest today. And Jerry Dulac joined us from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Hey, we spoke to James Williams, covers UCLA, all things UCLA, for the Orange County Register. And more importantly, again, thank you to each and every single one of you all who tune into the show. I appreciate you. If nobody told you thank you, damn it, I say thank you. If you missed a minute of the show, it's simple. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app And who knows? Maybe by the time I'm back with you on Monday, Russell Wilson will have an agreed-upon home. You stop by New York, you stop by Pittsburgh. Hey, just make things happen in Pittsburgh. Let's see if Russell Wilson can garnish a little bit more leverage. We know he's going to be playing on a minimum, close to it. JR Sportbrief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap. I wish you nothing but safety and love and success and a great weekend. I'll be on WFAN New York City tomorrow afternoon. The JR Sportbrief Show here on CBS Sports Radio is done. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Don't move here, though. Bart Winkler coming up next. Don't move.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin Underwear. What you put in your pants can make or break your day. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. When you wear Tommy John, you're much more comfortable, so you can do everything better. Tommy John's silky Second Skin underwear has dozens of comfort innovations, like a supportive contour pouch and breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric with four times the stretch of competing brands. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. That's why Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. For silky comfort with sophisticated style, check out Tommy John's luxurious Second Skin limited edition colors at TommyJohn.com/victory. They're going fast. Hurry to TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.
On February 22nd, enter the world of Avatar, The Last Airbender. When the Fire Nation wages a violent war against civilization, the world's only hope rests with a young airbender named Aang. Together with his friends, Aang will go on an epic journey to master the four elements, water, earth, fire, and air. In order to gain the powers of the Avatar, Netflix brings the beloved series to life as a live-action spectacle like nothing ever seen before. Avatar: The Last Airbender. Now streaming only on Netflix.